Hello, you're very welcome along to this episode, which is all about a very powerful essential oil recipe for pain and infection. So here's what we're going to cover in this episode. How to create a very powerful pain-killing and anti-infectious blend using two essential oils and three natural vegetable oils. And how you can use the blend to upgrade your treatments and raise your rates even if you're not an aromatherapist or you're not qualified or insured to use essential oils as a therapist. If you haven't been here before, you're very welcome along. My name is Jenny, and in the Aromatherapy Business Podcast, I share aromatherapy recipes and tips and business building tips for aromatherapists and holistic therapists. And in this episode, you're going to get both a recipe and some business tips. I call the blend the pain and infection zapper. You can use it at home or in the therapy room. And I give an option for non-aromatherapists who want to use the blend in the therapy room. So if you're not qualified or insured to use essential oils in the therapy room, there is a workaround. A safe, legal workaround, of course. So, first essential oil, eucalyptus. It's an amazing painkiller. It's a natural antibiotic. It's anti-inflammatory, antiviral. It boosts the immune system, and it's really good for decongesting. So, sinusitis or head colds or anything like that. It is wonderful for infections like tummy bugs, colds, and flus. It's also really good for pain, including muscle pain, headaches, toothaches, and so much more. Second essential oil is lavender. It's painkilling, antibacterial, antiviral, great immune system booster. It enhances the properties of other essential oils. All essential oils will enhance the properties of other essential oils, but lavender is particularly powerful for it. Don't use lavender for anyone who's pregnant. There's a very outside chance it could bring on a period. And when using essential oils, I would always recommend err on the side of caution. The natural vegetable oils in the blend are extra virgin olive oil, castor oil, and sweet almond oil. Even without using essential oils, these vegetable oils are great for pain, inflammation, and infection. Extra virgin olive oil. It's painkilling and anti-inflammatory. And why extra virgin olive oil as opposed to any other olive oil? Because it's better. Extra virgin olive oil, it comes from the first pressing of the olives. It's produced at a low temperature and it has lots of therapeutic properties. Virgin olive oil comes from the second pressing of the olives. It does have some therapeutic properties, but nowhere near as powerful as extra virgin olive oil. And then we have the so-called pure olive oil, a misnomer if ever there was one. It's produced at very high temperatures above 70 degrees and it has few, if any, therapeutic properties. Castor oil, very powerful painkiller. It's anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, antiseptic and antifungal. Even alone, castor oil is really good for pain like sciatica and infectious conditions like athlete's foot and warts. Castor oil has been called the miracle oil. Sweet almond oil. It's painkilling and anti-inflammatory. It's a very light oil, so it's great to use alongside extra virgin olive oil and castor oil, which are very heavy and quite sticky to use on a wide area. Don't use sweet almond oil for anyone who has a nut allergy. To make the blend, you will need 2.5 ml, which is half a teaspoon of extra virgin olive oil, 2.5 ml, which is half a teaspoon of castor oil, 5 ml, which is 1 teaspoon of sweet almond oil. I use more sweet almond oil because it's light and it does make the other oils, as I mentioned earlier, easier to work with. And 2 drops each of lavender essential oil and eucalyptus essential oil. That's the recipe for adults. In aromatherapy terms, anyone who's over 12 is considered an adult. Also for people who are not pregnant and who don't have sensitive skin. For anyone who is under 12, who does have sensitive skin or who is pregnant, you would use half the amount of essential oil. So for the recipe I just gave, you would use one drop of lavender and one drop of eucalyptus. For babies under 1 year old, you would need lower dilutions again, and again, that is probably a topic for another episode. To make the blend, just mix the ingredients together and store in a dark glass bottle away from light and heat. Label your bottle with ingredients and cautions, even if you're going to use it at home. You never know who's going to come across it and decide to try it out, and you want to be sure it's going to be safe for them to use. That blend, once you store it properly, will keep at least 2 months, probably a lot longer. You can make more or less than this amount, but use the correct proportions. So that would be 2 drops of essential oil per teaspoon, or 5 ml of vegetable oil for anyone who is over 12, who is not pregnant, and who doesn't have sensitive skin. And 1 drop of essential oil per teaspoon, which is 5 ml of vegetable oil, for anyone between the ages of 1 year and 12 years old, for pregnant women, and anyone who has sensitive skin. And as I mentioned earlier again, anyone who's under 1 year old, you would use lower dilutions again. To use the blend, just apply it to any painful, sore, or infected area. So, just to go over the cautions, don't use lavender for anyone who's pregnant. Don't use sweet almond oil for anyone with a nut allergy. Don't take essential oils by mouth, no matter what you hear, it's not safe. Don't use essential oils undiluted on the skin, and don't let essential oils come too close to the eyes. This blend is amazing for tummy bugs, toothache, sinusitis, respiratory conditions, muscle tension, and so much more. I could actually share some stories with you, but I don't want the episode to go on too long. I have included a link just below the show notes for the blog post that goes with this episode, so you'll be able to pop over and read that if you would like to and see some of the success stories. So, upgrading your treatments. If you're an aromatherapist, you can use this blend in a tension tamer massage and maybe include a blend to take home. If you're not an aromatherapist and you're not qualified or insured to use essential oils in your treatment, you can use the vegetable oils in a massage or reflexology treatment, and the clients will get so much benefit just from those vegetable oils. Let's look at raising your rates. If you're like a lot of my students starting out, or a lot of holistic therapists, you might break out into a sweat at the thought of actually raising your rates. What if your clients think you're greedy? What if you lose clients? Remember the value that you're giving your clients, and this, using this blend, is going to give them so much value. And remember, you need to cover your costs and cover your extra time. You could add a treatment to your menu, maybe as an optional upgrade for a massage, maybe charging an extra 7 to 10 euro or dollars. And then send text and emails to your clients. Do some lives, stories, and reels on Facebook and Instagram. Share testimonials, share success stories, talk about the benefits, talk about the oils. You don't need to cover everything and everything you're going to share, but just get the benefits out there. clearly describe the benefits of the upgraded treatment, describe how the treatment will feel. So if you're going to warm the oils, which I would advise, as I warm the oils before using them in a treatment, just describe how that feels, the beautiful warm oils, soothing and relaxing. It's remember, if you're afraid about raising your rates, you're not forcing a client to take you up on the offer. All you're doing is showing them that you have a solution that you think is going to benefit them, and they can choose whether or not to accept it. But I would be reluctant to include the blend and upgrade your treatment and not charge something extra for it. Because if you don't value what you do, your clients won't value what you do either. And I won't go on any more about that, but I hope this is helping you to kind of, if you are concerned about raising rates, I hope this has helped you. If you loved that, and I hope you did, and I hope you'll use this, why don't you check out my Aromatherapy Rejuvenate course? It's just €27 and it contains some really amazing recipes, including my Cranky Day blend, a lovely blend for severe anxiety, a blend for acne, a blend for facial rejuvenation. There's step-by-step guides. And I also share a secret that most aromatherapists are not aware of, and that secret can make a massive difference to your blend. So I hope that you enjoyed that. And thanks so much for listening, and I will see you for the next episode.